Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, baby. The West in downtown Houston. That's where we're at. That's where the party's at. A little pregame party for the Astros game tonight. Starting a little four-game series with Kansas City Royals tonight. And we are at the spot. Like I said, the West in downtown Houston, where the pregame party is jumping now. The bar is set up. Sagamore.
16 games over 500.
Who's that?
Sorry-ass
Kansas City Royals. That'd be all right. They had a nice little run going, but they finna run into a real squad. We'll see what happens. Sagamore Rye Whiskey, though, making this thing happen, this party at the Westin. Sagamore Rye Whiskey, they got their small batch rye whiskey, which is a low and high rye blend that's mixed to perfection. When I say perfection, it's a sweeter, more approachable rye whiskey. Get down here. You can check out the small batch rye whiskey. They're handing out samples. And they've also got three signature drinks here at the Westin here at the bar. Sagamore Rye signature drinks. They've got the Orange Crush. A little tie there with the Astros, obviously. They got the Black Eyed Rye and the Old Fashioned. Obviously, is a big time favorite around these parts. Stop through, hang out with us, get a little shot of Sagamore Rye Whiskey. Try you one of them drinks, Ron. You've already had one of them drinks. How's it treating you over there, man?
That Orange Crush is delightful, refreshing. I try to find other whiskey drinks than. Then I usually go with Manhattans and Old Fashioned.
Sure.
Trying to find some other things. This is a little bit more refreshing. I like that.
You like to get outside your comfort zone every now and again. And here we sit in the Westin with Sagamore Rye Whiskey making it happen. So come on through. Hang out with us. The Astros got a big game tonight. We are literally a stone's throw away from Minute Maid Park. So it's a convenient stop by wherever you are. If you're going to the game, come on through. It'll be worth your while. They got the kitchen wide open. The bar's wide open. We do got a little bit of football tonight. College football, y'all. The big time slate doesn't start until Saturday, but we do got a little football tonight, Ron, and your Jayhawks and my Razorbacks are a big part of it. You feel good about the Jayhawks
tonight? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I feel good about the Hogs tonight.
They're going to beat the brakes off of them.
I feel good about the Hogs tonight. They both have opponents. Jayhawks and the Hogs have opponents that they ought to just absolutely throttle. We'll see how that ends up working out.
Hold on, but you think that Colorado game tonight might be a little tight?
I do. I think the game on the slate tonight, of interest, if you will, is the North Dakota State at Colorado game. A lot of hype around Deion Sanders and his Colorado team. I think you got half the country that wants to see him do well. You got half the country that wants to see him fail. There's nobody sitting idle in the middle. Everybody, he's polarizing. Everybody wants to see him do well or get his teeth kicked in. We'll see what happens. We'll see what kind of squad they have tonight. I think that's it tonight. I'm not going to pick North Dakota State to win this ball game, obviously, but they are a tremendous football team. I'm talking about
a great program.
As good as there is outside the Power Five. They if that is still a thing, you get my point. They are a great program, and they will, if a team doesn't have like significantly better Jimmys and Joes, which you think Colorado has at this point in time, if they're not coached extremely well and if they don't come to play football, North Dakota State will challenge Colorado. So I think tonight's more about what is Colorado's team all about? Is it more of the four-win team from last year that when they were matched up against better football teams just couldn't get it done? They couldn't play defense. They couldn't protect the quarterback. Or is this a team that is significantly improved under Deion Sanders? I think that's the game nationally tonight that is going to tell us a little something about one of the more popular teams in the country. Now you get
it's
into
total, it's in Boulder. What do you think the line is?
I think that line is 24.
10.5.
Are you kidding me?
10.5. Colorado minus 10.5.
Boy, Vegas doesn't think as highly of Colorado as a lot of people do.
I was thinking 17-20 is what I was thinking.
Yep.
Then I looked it up, 10.5. I would have thought it would have been more than that. So it goes to.
I mean, that's
the point where you think where
that's a Big 12 football team versus a D2 team, right?
The highest level, but yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's an interesting line right there.
Kansas 49.
Yeah, that's and Arkansas's 50 over UAPB, 50.5 or something like that.
Yep.
So, boy, I like Colorado there. I mean, I'm not real sure what to think about the Buffaloes to throughout the season, but I like them there. You know, less than a 2-touchdown favorite over North Dakota State. I'm going to tell you this. If they don't cover that, if Colorado doesn't cover that, Deion Sanders has got some problems. But nonetheless, let's jump into some of the bigger games this weekend, Ron. And let's start with Tyler's alma mater, man. I think the biggest game.
Is that the big game of the weekend? Maybe LSU, USC, maybe, but.
Georgia Clemson,
Georgia.
You know, Notre Dame at A&M. I don't know. It's definitely one of them. But Notre Dame at A&M, Ron, who's the pressure on there when it comes to that football game?
I think this is one of the advantages that A&M has. I think the pressure's squarely on Notre Dame. And they have been here playing, you know, SEC level, ranked teams, elite teams. They had that home and home since Marcus Freeman has gotten there. They've had that home. They had that home and home with Ohio State. They lost both of them, although they were tight games the last 2 years. They lost both of them, including that one last year at home. And then in the bowl games, the same thing. They've had chances to beat some of the better teams. Louisville on their schedule last year, they got blown out by. And I think the pressure's on Marcus Freeman. They have been ranked high every year, top 10 it seems like every year, and another time they're top 10 and they're facing, yes, albeit on the road, and Kyle Field is one of the toughest places to play, but they're facing a team that is ranked 20th, and I'll be honest with you, I think A&M is probably ranked that high because of who they're playing in the first week, and I think they
want to make that matchup appealing, huh?
Yeah, a little bit more, and as College Game Day is going there, so I think the pressure, which is usually on A&M when Jimbo's been there, when they have to face teams like that. There you go with them Royals. When they have to face teams like that. But I think this time it's on Marcus Freeman and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They have to win one of these games.
Yeah, I think they have to. Ron, there is monster pressure on Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman. I mean, you got Mike Elko's quarterback from Duke last year who balled out at Duke, played uphill in the ACC all year last year. Now he's at Notre Dame. You're a defensive-minded head coach. You're a program that has championship expectations year in, year out. You've been there long enough now to where they expect you to compete for national championships. And if you start out getting beat by Mike Elko, a first-year head coach, at a school where a lot of the young prospects left, Jimbo Fisher, you had to pay him a boatload of money to get him up out of there. If you lose that game on the road, it's going to be a tough sledding for Marcus Freeman. Now, can Notre Dame right the ship? We've talked about it many a time. It's a 12-team playoff. This game means absolutely nothing relative to a national championship. But all of us talking heads out there, if Notre Dame doesn't go in there and handle business as a top 10 team in the country, there's going to be some serious questions about what's going on at Notre Dame. I think Mike Elko is clearly playing with house money.
Absolutely.
You know, at this point in time, if
nobody's going to kill him for losing to the number 7 team in the country.
Well, you're playing uphill, at least from a rankings perspective. If things don't go as well as planned, I think
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think there is a legit excuse, if you will, that Jimbo left the cupboard somewhat bare. You don't have your guys in the building yet, even though right now that's not the vibe. This is a monster game, and we'll see how this thing unfolds.
You think it's tight?
Oh, I think it's a hell of a football game.
You think it's tight? Yeah.
I think it's a hell of a football game. I do think that Notre Dame ends up winning this football game. Riley Leonard, the kid that transferred from Duke to Notre Dame, I think he's the truth. He's the real deal.
Now Mike Elko knows him.
Yeah, knows him well. And but I think he's the real deal. I think he's the difference in this game. Although I really like A&M's young quarterback. I think he is. He is a problem.
I've been on Wegman.
Yeah, man, Wegman's he's a good one. Ron, but other than that, that was Tyler's game of the week. What do you got?
I am. There's a lot of games down there. There's the Georgia Clemson we talked about. That's a big game. I am intrigued. You look up the schedule. You see, all right, who's playing who? Let's see the first week. The hell with that week zero thing. The first week, and I look up and I roll past and I see Miami and Florida, and I'm like, nobody's even talking about this game.
Yeah,
like nobody cares. It's just because of the place that these two programs are, and these are two programs to me that college football is rolling when these two are in the mix. And Miami, Florida playing this. I mean, this is a college game day game. For me growing up, Florida with Spurrier and that crew, and then moving on with Urban Meyer and that crew, and Miami the entire time with Andre Johnson, who just went to Hall, and how great they were under Larry Coker and that crew. And to see now, it's just a, yep. Like North Dakota State and Colorado, people probably are more intrigued to see. Other games on the schedule, more intrigued to see. Miami and Florida, those two programs, they need to get back to where they are. And it looks like Miami is closer to getting there. The expectations levels are up. I think they have a chance to win the ACC championship, which would get them into the college football playoff. Florida, man, Billy Napier was a sexy hire. Was he out of Louisiana Lafayette, I believe? Yep, that's where he came from. And
great town.
I had some really, really good oysters from there.
That's what you call them?
That's what they
Oh, you're legit, really, like really seriously talking about oysters.
I took my son, so it wasn't the other oysters.
I got
but,
you.
But there was a thought, a promise that he was going to be there. We saw with Anthony Richardson was there, and it didn't quite pan out, and they just don't look like Florida. I mean, they feel like South Carolina.
Yeah.
Or worse, or you know, Kentucky's passed them up right now. So I'm really watching that game to see if Billy Napier, because this is the last stand for him. We talked about hot seats. There ain't no seat hotter than Billy Napier.
Absolutely.
He may not make it through the season.
You're absolutely right, man. Billy Napier's on the hot seat, and it's a crying ass shame that Florida's in the shape that they're in right now. Now he can turn the ship tonight, but I mean, at the end of the day, there is no excuse. Florida is one of those schools that ultimately recruits itself, and year in year out, typically has better players than 90% of the country. And for whatever reason, Billy Napier's at a place that typically has that. It recruits itself. You're in the best conference in America. You've won national championships recently. You put guys in the NFL consistently, but you can't win on a college football field. That is a big time problem. Billy Napier's up against it. Here's the deal. The interesting thing about Miami is Mario Cristobal's one rough year. And I say rough, I mean not contending for an ACC title and not contending for a national championship. He's one of those away from his ass being on the hot seat. Cam Ward, they went out and pulled Cam Ward. Hell, he was going to the league. He was declaring for the draft and going to the league. They pulled him out of the draft, paid him a boatload of money, and he was, I believe, he was the number one quarterback in the transfer portal. Maybe Riley Leonard was up there, but I'm pretty sure it was Cameron Ward. So Miami's got a lot to prove as well, and Mario Cristobal's got to keep his tail off the hot seat. I tell you, I went with, like you said, Georgia Clemson is an interesting team right now simply because Clemson and Dabo Swinney and the dynamic that he has created at Clemson in terms
they were Georgia. They were right there with Georgia and Alabama.
Yeah, and the game has changed significantly, and that is the one powerhouse program, Ron, that has not embraced the transfer portal at all. Like, the guys aren't transferring out and guys aren't transferring in. He has stuck to his guns in terms of recruiting and developing players that he recruits from the ground up. We'll see how that ends up working out. It hasn't looked real good. It hasn't looked real promising to date. We'll see how it happens this year. But you're going to stack up against Georgia. We'll see how far Clemson has fallen. I do think that's an interesting game. But for me, it's USC versus LSU in Vegas. That, to me, that's the game to watch. You've got Lincoln Riley, who's looked at as one of the top head coaches in college football, and he no longer has his quarterback, obviously. He went number one overall in the draft this year. You've got Brian Kelly, who's looked at as one of the best coaches in college football. He loses Jaden Daniels. He loses Malik Nabers. Both of those guys have lost a ton of talent recently, and one's moving into the Big Ten. One obviously has to compete in the SEC. Seeing where those two teams stand immediately out of the gate this year. Another game that's not going to have any, it's not going to have any ramifications. I shouldn't say that. Let's say this. These week one games are, it's not going to be crazy. There's going to be,
it doesn't eliminate anybody.
There's going to be 4 to 6 teams, Ron, that recover from an early loss in the season. And whether that be in conference or in one of these neutral site games, There's half of the playoffs this year are going to be teams that recovered from a suspect loss or a questionable loss early in the season. And I think one of these two teams could possibly be it. What does USC look like? I believe Brian Kelly and LSU is a program that's at a spot where they're going to be competitive. USC, given what we saw last year with Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley not being able to protect the quarterback, not being able to play defense with the best.
They haven't played defense since he's been there.
Amen. With the best quarterback in America. USC moving to the Big Ten, joining, obviously, a much tougher conference in the Pac-12, along with
much more physical conference, too.
The logistical nightmare that is being USC and playing in the Big Ten. USC has the makings of being a team, Ron, that falls off and never recovers. I mean, they have the makings of being a team
they should have guys.
I'm telling you, Ron. I mean, there is a chance.
He can coach, right? Yeah.
I think he can coach his ass off. But I mean, we can say that about somebody all we want to. If they're not winning ball games, and at USC, if you're not competitive at a national championship level, that they're only going to let that ride for so long. I mean, he's already 1 year into a very disappointing season last year. Last year was very, very disappointing. And so you got to look at this thing like he's one bad year away from the hot seat. And
I agree with that.
I just don't know that there's a dynamic at USC that you can recover from if you let this thing slide too far.
Yeah, I think Lincoln may get a little bit more leeway, but it can't be.
Yeah.
It can't be 5-6 wins. Like they've got to pick it up. And listen, he's coached in the Big 12 conference, which I think is that conference. The Big 12 he was in is probably not that different from the Big 10 that he's going to be in now. But yeah, he's got to get it. It's hard to think, are you going to lose the number one overall pick that many people believe is a generational type player? You're going to lose him, and then now you're going to enter a tougher conference and be better. That's a tough one. I think people can try to get their heads around. But we'll see. We'll see. Should be a great first week.
College football's back.
Football. I'll tell you, tonight games, Friday games, Saturday games, and because the NFL hasn't started, they use it all. Sunday and Monday, their games the next 5 days. And college football is back. Football is back. Meaningful football is back. All right, coming up, Chaz McCormick. They sent Chaz to Sugarland. Is this the last that we see of Chaz this year? Is Chaz's time with the Astros done this year? We'll discuss that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.